Have you ever gone somewhere and wished you hadn't? Ever been sent somewhere and later wondered, what did I get myself into? There are lots of areas in life where something like that can happen, and it can definitely happen when we follow Jesus. Because when we follow Jesus, we don't always know what we're getting ourselves into. It can be a life of unexpected twists and turns. With Jesus, we'll find ourselves in some places that are better than we ever could have imagined, and in other places that are more challenging than we ever thought we could handle. Because following Jesus means going wherever he sends you. Well, today we're wrapping up our series called Daring Prayers, where we've been challenging each other to pray the kinds of prayers that are not for the faint of heart. These prayers come from a desire to experience something more and not miss out on the adventure God has in store for us. These daring prayers challenge us to take next steps in our relationships with God, with each other, and with the world. Today's prayer is, send me. That's a daring prayer, right? It's daring because it means I'm inviting God to use me and deploy me however and wherever I'm needed. When you pray this prayer, you really may not know what you've gotten yourself into. So often, we pray wanting to know all the answers or wanting to receive all the answers. Who, what, where, when, why? But praying, send me, means we move forward without all those answers. Question is, do you have the courage? Do you have the guts to do that? I don't always have the guts to do that. But years ago, when my husband and I were preparing to graduate from seminary, we had some choices. We filled out our paperwork that would go to the ELCA, and on those forms, we could list parts of the country we were willing to be sent to. You could list up to 3 different synods across the country. So we listed Wisconsin, Colorado. Wisconsin's because we were newlyweds and my in-laws are in the Twin Cities. Close, but not too close. Okay. Colorado, which I knew was beautiful, and New England, where I'd never been before, but my one requirement was we have to go somewhere with trees, so that seemed like a good choice. There was also a box that said, send me anywhere. We checked that box. So when synod assignments came out, telling us all where we were going, us and all of our classmates, we were excited. We were nervous, but excited. So John and I, this is like they literally had a paper list. So we went and we found our names on the list and we discovered that we were being sent to Wisconsin. Wisconsin was our safe choice. So honestly, I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping for Alaska because I couldn't talk John into putting down Alaska, but send us anywhere, maybe we'd get to go. No. Turned out that the congregation I served in Wisconsin was exactly where I was supposed to be. If you have ever served in the military or lived in a military family, you know what it's like to find out where you're being sent. And even if you've followed a different path, you've probably had opportunities over the years to go someplace where there were a bunch of unknowns. Maybe you have an opportunity like that in front of you right now, and you're deciding whether or not to take it. Is this the right time or the right opportunity to say, send me? Well, many people in the Bible prayed this daring prayer. Today, we're looking at the prophet Isaiah. So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6. It begins, in the year that King Uzziah died. Now, how many times have you heard this scripture and just like skipped right over that verse and kept going? I know I have. But this verse is actually important to understanding the whole story. As Isaiah looked out at the world around him, he saw a world much like we see, a world filled with problems and pain. The Israelites had enjoyed a time of stability under King Uzziah. For over 50 years, God's people had peace and prosperity, but the king's death, that changed everything. This transition in leadership brought a lot of uncertainty. For one thing, Israel had an unpredictable and dangerous enemy, Assyria. That country had always posed a threat to Isaiah's people, but during this political transition, the threat level feels even higher. And the problems aren't just outside Israel. As Isaiah looks at his own people, he sees them worshiping idols and disobeying God. He looks around and thinks they're doing what they want, not what God wants. So in the middle of all of this, Isaiah goes to the temple to pray, as he often did. But this time, as he's praying, he has a vision of God on the throne. And it is a pretty wild scene. Isaiah described it this way. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty. And the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him, each with six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the voices were so big that the temple shook. Can you even imagine? How does Isaiah respond to this vision? Well, at first, he's taken aback. I mean, he's confronted with the holiness and greatness and bigness of God, and he feels unworthy. I think a lot of us can relate to that. When we think of standing in front of God, who is so much greater than we are, we might think, "Woe is me. You know, who am I? I'm a mess. How could God ever use me?" But as Isaiah is wallowing in self-doubt, something symbolic happens in this vision. Isaiah's sin and guilt are removed by the purifying touch of a coal. And the seraph says to him, "Your sin is blotted out." As Isaiah stands there, amazed at this encounter with God and the grace and forgiveness he's received, he hears God ask, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" God is looking for someone to send as God's representative into the pain-filled, problem-filled world. Isaiah has had a life-changing encounter with God in this vision. He's changed by God's grace and forgiveness, and it gives him the courage to speak up and say to God, "Here am I. Send me." I can't help but notice the parallels between Isaiah's time and ours. Like Isaiah, we live in an uncertain, problem-filled world that's full of pain. Today, just like back then, God has a dream for how the world could be, how it should be. Like Isaiah, we've experienced the love and forgiveness of God. We didn't have to have some wild vision like he did. We've experienced God's grace in Jesus. And like God called to Isaiah, God is calling out to us right here, today. Who will go? Who can I send? How will you respond? What will you say? Maybe you're sitting there thinking, "I know I'm supposed to tell God, send me, But that is a prayer for prophets like Isaiah or professional churchy people who are on a church staff somewhere, not for me. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true. Ephesians 2, verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." The Bible says that every one of us were created by God to go out and do good works. Not just a few of us, all of us. Jesus is sending all of us into the world to do good works to make the world more like God wants it to be. One of our members, Karen Mehring, deployed to Florida with the Red Cross last week in the wake of Hurricane Ian. God called through the Red Cross, and Karen went to help. We had our ministry fair last Sunday. There are so many opportunities to use your gifts, ways to be sent. If you missed it, there are brochures to look at, or you can talk to Lisa Rickenkassler. As Pastor Kiri already mentioned, next Sunday is Celebration Sunday, a chance to worship all together at one bluegrass service, enjoy a catered meal together, and contemplate how our financial gifts can support all the ways that God can send us into the world through our saviors. The church has always been meant to be more than just a religious organization. From the very beginning, the church was meant to be a sent community, sent into every area of life, making a difference in every life and in every corner of the world. Well, today we remember that. We acknowledge it and encourage each other to pray, "Send me." When we remember that God created us with gifts and skills, that God loves and forgives us no matter what, and that this isn't the first time God has sent ordinary people into the world, we can have the courage to respond like Isaiah. Just think, today could be the day that God unleashes incredible blessings through us. To your family, to your neighbors, to your friends, your coworkers, to entire communities. If you want to be part of that, it's a good day to pray this daring prayer. Send me. Amen.